Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 51st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Thanks to our splendid Bible societies and to other effective agencies for the dissemination of God's word, that's the spreading of the word, there are today millions of people who hold right doctrine, probably more than ever before in history. Yet, I wonder if there was ever a time when true spiritual worship was at a lower ebb. To great section of the church, the art of worship has been lost entirely. And it is in its place has come that strange and foreign thing called the program. This word has been borrowed from the stage and applied with sad wisdom to the type of public service which now passes for worship among us. And we even say it here, I am standing on a stage. You know what a stage is for? A stage is for entertainment. This should not be a stage. It should be a place that the Word of God is proclaimed and the presence of God is made known. And that's what he's saying. Our churches now, they have to have some kind of entertainment and a stage and programs. And we're going to have some great singing today. Did you tell him what I said? Okay. I told him this morning, Billy. I said, I'm going to tell you, forget it. I'll tell him now. Don't you be in a hurry. Okay? And don't try to entertain. I want you to minister to us and share with us the gospel. And don't get in a hurry at 12 o'clock. Don't try to shut it off. I even told him, treat it like it's your last concert. Be as a dying preacher to dying people. And that's what he is talking about here in a pursuit of God. So many people are here, but they're not experiencing God. They're not feeling the presence of God. I wonder how many people will be like that this morning. Sound Bible exposition is an imperative in the church. And that's what we focus on here is Bible exposition. Word upon word, line upon line, verse upon verse. But without it, no church can be a New Testament church. But exposition may be carried on in a way as to leave the hearers devoid of any true spiritual nourishment whatsoever. And when I read that again, it just spoke to me as the leader of this church, as a pastor. And we're teaching line upon line. And I thought about Jacob wrestled all night with God. Surely God's in this place, but I knew it not. Focus on the Lord this morning, okay? Have some great singing. We're going to have some teaching if I ever get to my lesson. I ain't even got out of verse one yet. Got some good stuff here. But God's told Jacob, I want you to go back where you left me and build an altar. Those were great memories. Then look at verse number two. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garment. Isn't it strange? They had strange gods in his house. He served the Jehovah God, one God, but yet they had strange gods. Where did they get these strange gods from? Where? They were in Shechem for 10 years. And they learned that from Rachel. Remember Rachel when she left Laban? The dad? She took a couple of those strange gods with her as she was running off with Jacob and Leah. Remember that? And she took some strange gods and Laban. Anyway, it was still in their household. I wrote a note here. I wonder how many of God's people still cling to their strange gods. We know God, the true and the living God, but how many of us here this morning or watching cling to their strange gods? And you know, you heard the definition. What is a God? It's something you hold close to your heart. You know, anything between you and the living God is a God. It's a strange God, whether it's a job, a car, a family, some kind of a thing. That's a strange God to you if it's between you and the living God. It's interesting. They influenced his family. They had strange gods. He said, I want you to clean up and change your garments. no longer associated with the world. Boy, there's a message there. I got to move on. Let me give you the message. Clean up and change your garments. You know what's wrong with a bunch of our people today? They look like the world and they act like the world. Yep. I ain't going there. I'm not a legalist. But I do believe that we ought to be different than the world out there. And that's why he said, I want you to get rid of those gods. I want you to clean up and change your garments. Now, I know he's talking on the inside, outside too, but it's both. Change your garments. Let's go a little farther. Verse number 3. He should have said this 10 years ago. And let us arise and go to Bethel. I'm going to get right with the Lord. Now we're going to make an altar. Going to get rid of these strange gods. We're going to rise and go to Bethel. I'll make an altar there unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way that I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods. This is their his family and all the servants, all who was all involved in that large group of people. They gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand. And all their earrings, which were in their ears. Now, ladies, this does not mean take your earrings out of your ear and we'll have a burning thing today. No, no, no. This was talking about idols and things that they're worshiping these strange gods and idols and little things that they were talking about, okay? And Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem. That's a wonderful picture, How he buried the old life. And he's leaving it in Shechem. And the Bible says under an oak. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Remember something about that oak. But anyway, he buried it under that oak. He left it behind. And he went to Bethel. Here's the interesting thing. Bethel was only about 15 miles south of Shechem. It ain't like it was on the other side of the country. He was so close. 15 miles. Which is a day's journey just about from being in God's will. But yet he was 15 miles away for 10 years of being in God's will. Boy, there's a picture there, man. And here's the other neat thing. He says, go up. It's 15 miles south, but it was higher in elevation. Kind of like Jerusalem when you read about we're going up to Jerusalem. Well, because Jerusalem is a higher elevation. They may be coming from the north. Going to Ruth, but they're going up to Jerusalem. That's the way it was here at Bethel. It was higher than it was at Shechem. Quickly in verse number 5-8, and they journeyed. Now, we don't have time. I'm running out of time. I wanted to get this whole chapter. You know, the Word of God is pregnant with truths. I can't imagine somebody reading Scripture and they can't get nothing out of it. Preacher, it's so boring to me. The Bible is a living book. It's alive. Well, so they journeyed and God protected them. Remember in Genesis 34, 30, Jacob said this, you've troubled me to make me stink among the inhabitants of the land, and I being a few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me. I'm going to be destroyed in my house. Remember what it took place with those two boys and killing all those men of the city and all. Jacob, okay, Lord, but we're going to trust you. So he left Shechem. He went to Bethel, 15-mile journey. Verse number 7, he built an altar there. Though Jacob had sinned, he did now what was right before God. It was a place of worship. Often we think of altars as a place of sacrifice, and it is true. It is a place of sacrifice. Give your all on the altar of sacrifice. Lay. You heard that song? Now you know why I preach and don't sing. We talk about, but really an altar is a place of worship. It was always meant as a place of worship. Now they would bring their offerings there, they would their sacrifices there, but really the true reason for an altar is worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.